Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Unequal access to food in the United States is not a new issue, and the coronavirus pandemic is only deepening food insecurity in certain communities. And people of color are more likely to live in food deserts or areas with little access to healthy food. But this guy is trying to change that.
I'm Ron Finley, the gangster gardener.
Ron is from South Central LA, and he started his first garden on a strip of public land between the sidewalk and the road. And since then, he's started dozens more. And today he has a master class teaching gardening, and he's determined to help educate everyone, especially those in low-income communities, about the power of gardening your own plants and food. And with gardening seeming to see an uptick during the pandemic, we thought it was a good time to check in. Ron, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Tanzino. I'm pretty honored to be here.
I'm pretty honored to have you here because, as we were just talking about, I grew up around cement and bricks and very little access to plants and trees and greenery. And so the importance of that, particularly in low-income communities, is something that you do a lot of work on. What started you down that path?
Beauty started me down that path. I'm a designer, and my whole philosophy is design the life you want to live and not the one that's been designed for you. Those public housings, that was a life designed for us. They knew exactly what our mentality was going to be. They knew exactly what the outcome would be. Living like that, living in these places that look like places of confinement with no green spaces, they know what beauty does for you. So I'm going to change that. I'm going to make my food prison into a food forest. That's what really got me. I just wanted to beautify my neighborhood. I wanted people to walk out and be assaulted by lavender and beautiful flowers and bees and dragonflies and butterflies on your shoulders. And all it is us putting it there. You know, they talk about these underserved communities, and I'll talk to these politicians. Why are underserved communities underserved? And they start with this soliloquy. Oh, you know, it starts with, and it's a law. I said, no, it's real simple. You don't serve them. That's why they're underserved. That's the only reason.
I watched your TED Talk and you referred to gardening in particular as healing and restorative in a lot of ways. And I feel like when you're deprived that experience, when you're deprived, as many people who grow up in low-income communities are deprived of the sensory experiences of gardening, the beauty, the oxygen, the flora and fauna that come with that. But you're also talking about sustenance, and that's a different kind of deprivation, right?
Yes, I'm talking about freedom, Tanzania. That's what I'm talking about, is freedom before everything. Gardens equal freedom to me. And then humanity, that's where it is. It's, to me, it ain't even about the food per se, it's about the process. It's about the process, because once you become a gardener, you start looking at life a total different way, everything. Once you make compost, your life changes, because you realize nothing ever dies.
But Ron, there are people who would say, okay, that sounds great, I'm down with it, but I live in a tiny apartment that has no soil. Like, what do you want me to do, Ron?
Any kind of box. You can get a wooden shoe box. You can get a plastic container, which I don't like plastic. The bottom line, there's something around you. So you can find things on the street. You can get a tin can. You can get, if it can hold soil, put some in it and put some life in it. Grow life.
Why is that so important, Ron? Because you say gardening is also a form of protest and a form of rebellion.
No, my garden is my revolution. My garden is my evolution. I'm an ecolutionary in because of this garden. I mean, this is my revolution, because think about it. In our communities, we don't have any kind of healthy food. So am I going to wait for you to put it there, or am I going to do it myself? And that's the lesson. Do for self, do for your community. And just imagine if we did this together, if we did this collectively.
How important is gardening, especially at a time like this, for people who are new to it or people who do have more space? How important is it just for moments like this? Because it's been one of the few joys that I have been able to capture in this moment.
Real simple. You can't eat diamonds. And this has gotten people back to what's important. And I know this because I see how many people have watched my masterclass. And it's sometimes you read these letters and these emails that, and you almost, it almost brings tears to your eyes, how, you know, people are thanking you for letting them find this and letting them get back to this. I have a relationship with my mom now because we didn't. And now I, you know, we're gardening together and my kids never eat any vegetables. And now they're eating the vegetables and he wants to water it every day. I mean, this is not, oh, some ladies that lunch or men that lunch. This is a life skill. This is a survival skill. And now we're seeing it because do you want to be waiting in line to hope that there's food left? Or do you want to walk outside your door in your front yard, your side yard, your backyard, or in my case, my swimming pool, and eat for several months and never leave your house? It's a survival skill, but it's a life skill. You need to know how to cultivate food. You need to know how to cook food. And once you know these kind of things, no one can take that away from you. That it's priceless. That has a value beyond money.
Do you think, Ron, that that message is being communicated more and more to Black and brown communities? I and I'm asking you because I had an interview months ago with Killer Mike about some other stuff. And one of the things he brought up was being able to grow your own food as a survival tactic for these times. And that was pre-coronavirus. So are young Black and brown kids getting this message?
They are. They are not to the numbers that I want it to be. But again, T, what we have to do is change the value. And that's what has to happen. We have to take the value out of all this silly stuff that they have us buying and purchasing. And if you have this, this means you have value and you're cool. And that's where the whole gangster came from in the gangster gardener. No, soil is gangster. These beets I got over here, they gangster. And air, you can't get no more gangster than air. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, let's flip the script on what truly has value. And it's not these things that these corporations are putting out for us. You know, we have social capital and no one teaches a kid that. And when I talk to these elementary schools, universities, did anybody ever tell you about, you know, that you have a capital, that you have a value, that you are the most precious thing on this planet, that you are the most worthy, the most beautiful thing on this planet with nothing, you. But we have to see that. We have to instill that into our kids. It has to be instilled into us that we know that we have value. And that's why we're going around talking, we matter. I know I matter. So how do we get these kids to realize that they matter, and that kid next to you, that he matters? And that's going to be the change. We have to change culture. And that's what the Ron Finley Project, that's my nonprofit. That's what we're doing. That's what this whole mission of. And we've affected people all over the world. I mean, I got kids in India calling themselves gangster gardeners. I'm like, my work's done. I don't have to do it. If I got kids in India that understand what I'm doing, I'm good. So yeah.
I will say, Ron, I got to ask you what you're planting now. What's the latest in the garden?
Oh, my God. Well, how long? How much time you got?
We got. OK, you got to give me one thing.
More tomatoes.
What's the season? It's June. So what should people be thinking of planting, including myself right now? What's a good food plant to plant?
A lot of, you know, they can plant some. The thing about it, if you find the right seeds, there's varieties on every, you can get carrots right now, you can get beets right now, if you get the right varieties. And that's another thing that happened with the food system, is how much food has been taken out of the system, where you have 1,000 different kinds of apples, where you have hundreds of different kinds of carrots, different colors. I mean, I had a dinner here that I used to do, and a woman, we had the purple carrots, and she says, what is this, the carrots? And she never seen purple carrots before. She's in her 50s. People don't know the food because they've taken a lot of our food out of the equation, and therefore they've taken a lot of our nutrients out of their equation.
I'll just say this to what you just said. I grew up eating those terrible tomatoes, the ones that don't taste like anything really. And then when I was an adult, I finally had an organic tomato and changed my life.
Is that crazy though? Is that, no.
You just realize you've never tasted something like that.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's like I never realized I was in love. You know, it's almost like that. This is how this is supposed to taste.
Right.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, it's real. But no, we have to get loyal to the soil. And if you grow it, you know it. You know, we have to look at soil in our culture a total different way. Soil equals life. The thing with health, people eat healthy this, eat healthy. Your environment also affects your health. And nobody really, really talks about that. You know, if you just imagine if you've seen despair and violence and things like that in your city every day, but then you all of a sudden you see beauty, you smell beauty, you see this, you have a tree canopy over your block, that's going to affect your health. And the powers that be know that.
Ron Finley is a community activist and a self-proclaimed gangster gardener, and he also has a new masterclass out teaching gardening. Ron, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, my dear, for having me.
You've been telling us about your garden and what it means for you during these times.
Hi, this is Mary McClellan from Huntington, West Virginia. I have flower gardens that I have enjoyed over the years, but this year particularly so, because it gives me hope, because with new growth, there is new beginnings. And seeing all this beautiful flowers and the trees and everything else around me makes me feel better.
This is Kevin from Davie. I started a garden just about the beginning of quarantine, and I have to say that it definitely helps, has helped me a lot, you know, just past time. And it just feels really rewarding every day seeing the garden get a little bit bigger.
This is Beckett from Fort Worth, Texas. I started gardening during the COVID-19 pandemic because it seemed like a somewhat obtainable hobby that I could keep up after the world returns to normal. I have a 2-year-old, so I couldn't pick a hobby that required too much attention. I purchased 3 plants and told myself that if I could keep these alive for longer than 3 months, then I could get more. They add a colorful cheer to my patio, and it is somewhat therapeutic to look after them. But I'm only 3 weeks in, so fingers crossed that these guys can make it through the summer and I can step up my gardening game.
I've spent a lot of time in the yard, in the garden, since lockdown started, and it's amazing how therapeutic pulling weeds can be. Put on your headphones and kind of zone out. And, you know, even if you just do it for like 20 minutes or 10 minutes, it's very centering. I can't even believe I'm using words like that. But it really does make me feel better after I go yank some weeds for 10 minutes. I mean, honestly, I probably need to be yanking them for a couple of hours. They grow so fast in the summertime. But I never thought that kind of grunt work out in the yard would be so therapeutic. And it is. And I know it is because I feel better afterwards.
And beyond just relaxation, some of you also told us that you've been gardening to help put food on the table and avoid trips to the market.
Yes, I've been gardening during the pandemic with all the time at home. It's just been one of the more affordable options out there for food.
Hi, this is Vinca from San Diego, California. I did take a minor form of gardening for myself. I have planter boxes on my 2 balconies, and I have planted things like cilantro and parsley and basil and thyme, as well as sage. And now that I am shopping less, I'm trying to avoid shopping more than once every 2 weeks. I want to have all these herbs available for my cooking at home, which has also increased in frequency. And it gives me great comfort to be able to just cut a snippet off here and there and still have more to come, so I don't have to be replenishing these items at the grocery store.
8778 My Take. Keep calling. There's more of your gardens up at thetakeaway.org, so go check it out. And happy planting.